Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
So it's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance. Morning Go and B104.3. Okay. Travis and Jason Kelce revealed that New Heights, their podcast, will be pausing briefly as Travis prepares for the Kansas City Chiefs training camp. That's important. That's a big part of his life. You know what I'm saying? And then Travis also, during the New Heights podcast, discussed his objective while carrying Taylor Swift on stage during his debut at the Eras tour.
The one thing I told myself is do not drop the baby. Do not drop Taylor on your way over this couch. The golden rule was do not drop Taylor. Get her to the couch safe.
Don't drop the football. No fumbles. No fumbles.
Hold on to the baby.
Hold on to the baby. Yeah, that's what they call the football. Don't drop the baby. Anyway, I thought that was kind of cute, so I thought I would share it with you in case you don't listen to podcasts and have never listened to the New Heights podcast. Gracie Abrams shared how Travis Kelce helped her, offered to help her before Taylor Swift's Eras tour cameo in London.
He went on right before I did, I think two songs or something. He's like, I'll mess up, so you look really good.
He did not mess up. I saw Kevin Bacon on TikTok yesterday strolling through New York City. He may have been actually doing it the day before, but either way, he was on his way to see his wife, Kira Sedgwick, in a play. And he said he once put on a disguise and spent a day as a regular person. And quote, people were kind of pushing past me, not being nice. Nobody said I love you, and I had to wait in line. So you had to be, as you said, a regular person. During her appearance on Hot Ones, that's where they eat the hot wings and they're just ridiculous. Tennis icon Serena Williams talked about post-game press conferences, karaoke, rivalry with Venus, the bank drive-through experience, and her tennis grunts.
So I grunt because growing up, I liked this tennis player named Monica Seles, and she grunts. She had this really cool grunt. I was like, And other people, I don't know why, they say because it's like relieving and exhaling air, and it's a different way to exhale air.
She may have thought that that Monica Seles sound was cool, but the rest of us hated it. Chronicles of Narnia and the Royals alum William Moseley says he wanted to star in the new action drama Murder Company to honor his grandfathers, who were World War II veterans. Despicable Me 4 is lighting up the box office. I couldn't resist that. Anyway, it's the animated film opened to $27 million on Wednesday, is projected to gross $120 million domestically through Sunday. I bet it goes higher than that. Zac Efron and Joey King shared their surprise first impressions because they're in this new movie, A Family Affair, on Netflix. I watched it yesterday. It's actually really good. They bonded over Nicole Kidman, dislike for skinny jeans, and some, like I said, first impressions.
What was your first impression of me?
I feel like my first impression, I was pretty dead on. I think I got a pretty good read of what you'd be like. And if anything, you surpassed my expectations. You're just very lovely. The fun that you have in your performances and as an actor, it radiates through. And I think that has to come from like a really honest place.
That's so nice.
It was true. I felt validated in that. I was like, all right, you got one right.
What am I supposed to do with that? Like, that's so sweet. And you exceeded all my expectations. You're the best. It's honestly one of those things where it's actually kind of scary to meet someone you admire so much, you love so much, but it wasn't scary at all.
Oh, I want to hate Zac Efron, but I cannot hate Zac Efron. All right, speaking of hate, this is a Kardashian alert, my bad. Reality TV matriarch Kris Jenner has announced she has to have her ovaries removed after a tumor was discovered. And Rob Kardashian made an appearance on The Kardashians to discuss his belief in aliens during a phone call with his sister Khloe, who shares a similar view on such topics.
I just don't force people to believe what's actually happening.
So, Mom, Rob, for the record, I do believe in aliens.
I love conspiracy theories. I don't have to believe them all, but I love them all. And my brother is right there with me.
There's literally 7 species of aliens, and there's good aliens and bad aliens.
It's more than that, Rob.
There's more than that, for sure, Corey.
I don't even know what to say to that. I got gotta go. My mom called. I gotta go. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. Yuck. That is so yuck.